So this is the 11th class from Vajrasya. These are various verses that are coming from the heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to give us a glimpse into this Viraha Bhav, this Mahabhav of the Gopis. He's citing various verses from Vatika Rasa Shastras like Krishna Karnamrita, Lalita Madhav, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and oftentimes 10th canto. And these verses, of course, are gifts of Radha Madhav and Gorga Dhatar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to leave the world with the secrets of bhajan. How to enter into the heart of the Lord, and how to develop pure love for the Lord, which is the goal of life. So love first arises in separation, called Purvarag. And that's the preparatory platform for the further intensities and intimacies of love that come in Man, Sneha, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, etc. We heard a couple of days ago about the four kinds of separation, love and separation, Vipralambhavag. There's Purvarag, there's Man, Premvaichitya, and Pravatsarag, which has the second division, Sudur-Pravat. This particular verse is about Pravats or Sudur Pravats. This is text 18 from Satamayam Sadhana, which is Prem Bhajan at the level of Vipralamba, which is for us, for the Chaturati Sadhaka, one who is at the level of Bhava, then he can relish some of the Bhakti Ras of these verses and discussions while chanting the Mahamantra. And for those who are Ajatavati Sadhakas, like all of us, then these verses become Udipan, Bhajan Udipan. It becomes stimulants to steer us in the direction of Vipralamba and steer us in the direction of Kopi Bhav. Because this Bhajan Rahasyam is basically, it's particular and it is specific. It says Bhajan Rahasyam, but actually it's the secret Rahasyam of Manjri Sru Bhajan. Manjri Sru Bhajan means Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav Bhajan and the mood of Gopi. Gopi Anugatya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjri. Most all of the Acharyas in our Sampradaya are Manjris. They're in Gopi Bhav. However, in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, there are particular Sampradayic lines that are presenting the Stai Rati of Sakya Rati. This is fraternal love, the worship of Krishna Balaram as Sakas like Sridham Subal, etc. This is Sakya Prem. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this book, he's presenting Madhurya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Shikshastakam is all about Madhurya. It's spoken in Gambira by Radharani and Radhabhav, intense separation from Krishna. This is all Madhurabhav, Madhuryabhav, which includes Viraha and Sambhav. So this book is bhajan specific. It's meant specifically for those that are aspiring for the path of Gopi Bhav, become a follower of the Gopis. And for those who have the attraction or interest in Sakya Bhav, then there's no loss. Because if you have $1,000, then your $100 problems are solved. So this Madhurya Ras includes all the aspects of Sakya Ras also, the friendship, the intimacy, the equality, and the feeling of superiority that the Gopis have. The Gopis have all of that and more. There's no loss. But primarily it's specific. Text 18 describes Nava Vrindavan. And I don't mean West Virginia. Nava Vrindavan means New Vrindavan, Nava. Nava Yovanam. Nava Vrindavan is outside of Dwarka. There's a beautiful forest area there. Rupa Goswami writes about a meeting where Krishna in one particular form and Radharani in her Samyogini form, she manifested there in Nava Vrindavan with the gopis. She wrote his meeting with Krishna in New Vrindavan in Dwarka, and an expression of a desire for Brajabhav are described in Lita Madhava 10.260. So this verse describes how Krishna met Radharani in Dwarka and describes something about Brajabhav. Sharad Asha Matram Tvayi Vira Chayantas Tiradhyo Vidit Yoge Vasam Madurima Kabire Marupure Sadana Kaishore Vayasi Sakitam Gokulapate Prabhagi Taste Sham Parichayam Avashyam Nayanyo. Radha said, O Sri Krishna, for a long time, persons with fixed intelligence have sustained their lives with the hope that you would one day return to Vrindavan. We're hearing about that, remember? The modest Vrindavan got. And Mohan Panda came one morning with tellings about Krishna said, oh, Parso, I'll come back, and Lota Baba, and he was waiting there, wouldn't eat or drink. Mata Mata, Lota Ghi Baba. I'll come back the day after tomorrow, but he didn't. You reside in Madhupuri Mathura, which is filled with profound sweetness. O Master of Gokula, the suckers are patiently gazing at your return path. Therefore, you must give us your darshan without fail. The gopis are meeting him in another Vrindavan saying, listen, you promised to return to Vrindavan, but what happened? You didn't keep your promise, and you called us here to Nava Vrindavan, to Dwarka. We came, and the gopis are still standing there. And Madhu Mangal, although he's Brahmin, but he's one of your best friends, Subal Sridhar Madhu Mangal, he went as far, he followed the chariot of Akrura. The coward boys went as far as the end of Govardhan, to Punchuri. And they said, we can't leave here, we can't leave the shelter of Govardhan. Govardhan is our shelter. And we have so many pastimes we had here to remind us of you. And then there's just one deity there, it looks like Hanuman, he's all covered with sindoor and everything. It's called Lota Ghi Baba. I think Lota means come back, or what is it? Lota? Lota, come back or something. Lota Ghi Baba is actually Madhu Mangal. He says, Krishna, you say you're going to come back, because Krishna said, listen, Madhu Mangal, I'll come back the day after tomorrow. Said Madhu Mangal, sorry, I'm going to look. I'll keep my eyes on your chariot. I'm going to look towards Mathura. I'm not going to drink any water. Remember you saying this. I'm not going to drink any water or eat anything until you return. So Krishna didn't come back for 100 years. And Madhu Mangal stayed there. And all the coward boys stayed there without drinking or eating. Gopis are reminding him, what about, the coward boys are still there. What about the adolescent suckers? They're patiently gazing at your return path. So you must give us your darshan without fail. And then there's some Bengali version. Kabira Madhurya Maya Se Braja Damahaya Tata Jata Stira Bhujijan Chirasha Ridhid Hari Tamara Darshane Hari Vasiyachi Se Sarasajan Tomara Kishara Lila Ridaya Varana Kaila Hiri Se Sabari Kripa Kari Naina Goshara Haya Lila Kara Tategiya E Matra Nivedan Kari. This verse, there's no commentary from Vishnath on this verse. So we'll go to the next one because it's continuing this. It's also from Lalita Madhava, it's a subsequent verse. This is the glories of the spirit of Braj. This is Prabhas. Again, this is separation. Prabhas. Krishna's gone to a long, sudur Prabhas. He's gone to a very far distance. Not just to another forest. He's not gone from Vrindavan to Kamyavan or Talavan or Kamudavan. He's gone all the way to the other side of India, to Dwarka. And he's very far away, and the gopis have gone there. Suffering pangs of separation from Krishna, Radha's desire is to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan, which is filled with sweet memories. Hete lila rasa parimala ghari vanya parita danya shoni. This is Lita Madhava 10.261. Danya shoni vilasati virta maturi maruidi sachasma vish chatula pashupi bhava buddhan antarali samitastam kalya varnal vrsi vena viharam. Radharani said, very close to Mathura is the land of Vrindavan, which is full of beautiful forests that are emitting the most sublime and wonderful fragrance of the mellows of your pastimes, my dear Lord, the Lila Ras, which is made splendid with sweetness and beauty. with your smiling face playing the flute, please come to that Vrindavan and sport there with those whose hearts are infatuated with unpredictable and unimaginable gopi bhavas. Madhura mandala maje, madhuri mandita saje, danya thanya vrindavana bhumi, tahaitava nitya lila parimala prakashila, achintya shakite krishna tumi, gopi bhave mugda jata, tomara shingara rata, amahari pranayi nichaye, amasave layakuna, kridakara anakshana, vamshi vadye, vrajendra taniya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is taking all these Sanskrit verses and putting them in Bengali so that his Bengali readers could have some sweet entrance into the secrets of the Sanskrit. And there's some commentary. Rupa Goswami gives the following narration. There's a story. This is a story of which we were telling the other day about how Radharani ended up over there. In one kalpa, Radha was unable to tolerate the affliction of separation from Krishna after he left for Mathura. So she jumped into the Yamuna. Of course, there are different forms. This is Vyogini Radha. It's Vyogini, Samyogini, and Vrishabhanandani. We've given a lecture before, but on Radha Swami we gave a lecture again. So Radharani jumped into the Yamuna in Kailanban. But then Jamuna Devi is the daughter of the sun god, and Radharani is a worshipper of the sun god. And of course Jamuna Devi is a servant of Radharani, because in Vrindavan, Jamuna actually is the form of Vishakha. Vishakha, her lila rods, the intense lila rods within her heart, her desire to facilitate and to serve and to move the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, takes the shape of a river, a never winding and meandering flowing river of blue ras, of sham ras. That is Yamuna. And Yamuna is actually coming from the heart of Vishakha in Vrindavan. We have Yamunotri in the Himalayas. Yamuna is flowing, I think, in Delhi, must be, is that right? Noida, Delhi, etc. But that is the daughter of Kalinda. The Kalinda Mountains, Kalindi. But this Yamuna in Vrindavan is something different. This Yamuna in Vrindavan is the heart of Vishakha, the rasa-filled heart, the praying rasa Vishakha. And this is told by Vrajavati Chintamani, that this Yamuna is the liquid rasa Vishakha. So how can Vishakha, who is now different from Radharani, with the same bhav and same birth date and same time and color and everything, she's Varan Radhastami, Vishakha Sakhi. How can she allow her dear most Sakhi to perish in the waters of her own waters of Lila Ras? How can she allow Radharani to drown in the Yamuna? Yamuna herself, the other Yamuna, is a daughter of the sun god. The sun god has some children. One child is Yamuna Devi. He has two sons and one daughter. His two sons are Yamaraj. He's a good person to be friends with. And another son of the sun god is Shani, Saturday, Mr. Saturday. Shani Maharaj. He's also a very powerful personality, very large, maybe the largest planet, I believe. Very illustrious and powerful family. The son of the sun is Saturn. Of course, sons and fathers often argue. And if Saturn is together with the sun, oftentimes it's kind of difficult in your astrology chart. Because fathers and sons argue. So when the sun, planet, and Saturn are together, often combust or all anyway, technical stuff. But at any rate, Radharani's father is a devotee. Vrishabhanu is a devotee of this. Bhanu means sun, means rays, light, sun. Bhanu. Vrishabhanu, that's the father, and his brother's name is Chandrabhanu and Brihadbhanu, his five brothers. He worships the sun, that is his ishta. All the Vrishvatis, they worship various demigods. They worship Panchupasanam. Some Vrishvatis in Krishna's time, they're worshiping Durga or Gauri. Chandrabhanu, they worship. Chandrabhanu, who's the brother of Vrishabhanu, he is worshipping Durga. And this is all Panchapasana. You've heard of Panchapasana, right? The five devatas of the Vedic system. First, of course, the Sattvic devata is Vishnu. There's Vishnu, then Shiva, then Durga, Ganesh, and Surya. It's called Panchapasana. These are the five primary devatas, the devatas, Rishtadevs in the Vedic society. So the Sattvic people, the Brahmins, they obviously worship Vishnu. And the other people, they worship Vaishyas and Kshatriyas, they worship Surya or Durga, Ganesh, Shiva. In Bombay, they worship Ranapati too much. And all around India, they worship Shiva. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Bam bam bole. Shankara Bhagavan ki jai. Kopishwar Mahadev ki jai. Kuteshwar Mahadev ki jai. Ban Kandi Mahadev ki jai. Kandeshwar Mahadev ki jai. Rishabhana worships Surya. Nanda Maharaj worship Vishnu, Narayan. Chandrabhana worship Durga. I'm sure somebody worship Ganesh here and there. And everybody, they all. So that was going on. Exactly today, you go around, all around these houses in Vrindavan, someone's worshipping Durga, someone's worshipping Shiva, someone's... But then, you say, you worship, you have this, you're doing Durga Puja, this stuff, you're saying, yes, yes. But what is your goal in life? My goal in life is to take birth, every birth in Vrindavan. Who is your... Do you want to go anywhere, the spiritual world? No, I want to take birth again in Vrindavan. And what do you want to do in Vrindavan? I'll sing songs about Radha and Krishna, because I love Krishna and Radha. They're like my mother and father. They're my friends. They're my everything. But what about Shiva and Durga? Yeah, we'll do that. We'll worship that too. But their primary objective, and they're fixed on Radha and Krishna, Vrishvasis. This is a basic Vrishvasi Bhav. 5,000 years ago it was like that. It's the same way now. May have Ram Leela. I mean, it's so amazing. In this village, there's a few Muslim families, and now it's kind of Ram Leela time. Dushara was there, and I think that's the day that Ram Chandra killed Ravan on that day. Dusahara, Dasahara. He took away his 10 heads. Dasahara. Das means 10, so become Tushara, Dushara, whatever Dushara. He finished him. So everywhere here they have big Ram Leela, all the Brahmins, and they called in a Ram Leela troop, and they did Ram Leela, and all the Hindus and Baniyas gave donations, and everybody attended. But then, that's basically a Hindu festival, or whatever. And anyone can go, even though Muslims went. But in the whole spirit of it, the few Muslim families in Radhakund, they also wanted to do Ram Leela. So then and all these Leelas are only done, as the adult Leelas are only done by men. This is the old traditional way. They would dress up as women or whatever. They don't have ladies acting. And then, so these group of Muslim boys, and all the boys played, they played parts of Hanuman and Ram, and they learned the lines. And in their own area where their houses are, they did their own Ram Leela. So this is the original culture of India, that the Muslims and Hindus, they live peacefully together. And even they're even enacting Ram Leela. I know some of these Muslim families, and they were so excited. My little son, he played, my one son played Hanuman, another son played Ram, and they did this wonderful Ram Leela. So it's quite different than what you might hear in Kakistan or Jakistan or whatever it is, or Mogolstan, whatever those stans are, in Russia, where the Hindus and Muslims want to kill each other or whatever. You know, it's not too friendly, I imagine. So this is Vrindavan. Everyone basically is connected to Krishna. Radharani threw herself in the Yamuna. She couldn't bear the pain of separation from Krishna. Now he had gone to Dwarka, and it's been so many years since she had seen him, and he never came back. He didn't keep his promise. She thought, why live? Yamuna said, what is this? I can't allow you to drown in the Yamuna. So Yamuna picked up Radharani and carried her and said, look, you're my father. You take care of her. Because it was at noontime when Radharani usually does puja, she went to the sun planet. Sridev was taking care of her, and then Satyajit, who was a great devotee living in Dwarka, he was childless. So he gave this girl, he gave her to Satyajit. And Satyajit's wife gave birth to a daughter, and she was given the name Satyabhama. Satyabhama, of course, is one of Krishna's queens. She's actually Radharani. So Suryadeva said, you take this girl, and her name is Satyabhama, and you accept her as your daughter. So then there was a long leela, you know, with this Shamantaka jewel, and Satyajit donated his jewel-like daughter Satyabhama to Krishna. The wife of Suryadeva has two wives, Chaya, which means shadow, interesting enough. One of his wives is named Chaya, and the other is named Samgya, which means all knowledge. So light is knowledge. God is light. Krishna Sriya Samamayahaya Andhakara. God is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there cannot be any nescience. So light is the opposite of darkness. Knowledge is the opposite of ignorance. Light is generally associated with the principle of knowledge, the light of knowledge. You cast words of doubt, thus put the light of knowledge out. So his wife, his name is Samgya. The wife of the sun planet is all knowledge, Samgya and Chaya, which means shadow. And this pastime, Samgya, who was the daughter of Vishwakarma, she asked her father to create a captivating place for her daughter Satyabhama to live, which is actually Shirada. So Vishwakarma made a beautiful place called Navavrindavan outside of Dwarka. And that's where Satyabhama stayed. Very interesting. It almost sounds like India, how all family relations are so tight that Radharani became the adopted daughter, you could say, of Suryadeva. And so Samyagadevi took a liking to her, Suryadeva's wife. And then when that Radharani was given to Satyajit and became Satyabhama, then Samgya said, oh, we should do something for this daughter of ours that stay here for some time in Sri Lokas. And then she asked her father, oh, Vishwakarma, can you make some nice place for Satyabhama? All right. So he's a great architect and designer of the demigod. So he made a whole place, Navavrindavan, outside of Dwarka. Rukmini, who was Krishna's first and main queen, she kept the extraordinarily charming and beautiful Satyabhama hidden in Navavrindavan. Because once she went out there and she met this Satyabhama, because she had actually she came into Dwarka when Krishna brought her from Satyajit, when he brought back the gem and that whole leela. And then Rukmini saw the extraordinary beauty of Satyabhama, and her charm and her talent, and she was a little bit worried that she might get dethroned and get upstaged by Satyabhama. So she said, why don't you should have your own place. Why don't you stay like outside of town? So then it was arranged that she wouldn't stay too near Dwarka, because she didn't want Krishna to get attached to her. So she was kept her there. But in course of time, there's a whole discussion, Lita Madhava, about all this. Satyabhama did meet with Krishna, and the secret that Satyabhama is actually Radha, and Rukmini is actually Chandravali, was revealed. Thereafter, Rukmini arranged for Satyabhama's marriage to Sri Krishna. At the time of the wedding, Yashoda Rani, Purnamasi, Mukura, and other Vrishvatis were present in Dwarka. Of course, this is in their expanded forms. One day in this Navavrindavan, Krishna said to Radha, oh dearest, what more can I do to make you happy? And then Satyabhama, Radha, whoever, said, O Praneshwar, all the Braja Gopis and my cousin sister Chandravali, Mother Yashoda and everyone else who came here, and I met with them. But actually, I don't like it here. I want to leave this opulent place of Dwarka and return to Vrindavan. And I want to see her form as a gopa, a fresh, youthful, expert dancer wearing the dress of a coward boy. And come with me to the kunja of the Braja, and let us sport together in the renowned life of your eternal pastime. So at this point, we don't know what's going to happen. Radharani Satyabhama is asking Krishna, can we just leave this? Okay, I'm Satyabhama. Here in Dwarka, I'm Satyabhama, but you know I'm actually Radha. And even it's told in some Puranas in Padma Puran that those that were gopis in their youth in Vrindavan, when they grew up, so to speak, they became the queens of Dwarka. But it says that Krishna married 16,100 queens that were imprisoned by Narakasura, I believe. Narakasura captured these 16,100. There were various princesses from here and there in different places, and he kept them all locked up. And then they were praying that after Narakasura was killed by Krishna, of course Narakasura is Krishna's own son. He's Bhumasura, the daughter of Varaha and Bhumi Devi. But he had bad association and became bad. A satsanga. He was associated with Banasura and he became Narak. Narak means hell. He became hell demon. Before he was Bhumasura, he was earth demon or whatever. Now he's being hell demon. Narak means hell. He had such developed such bad qualities, he became so hellish in his mentality and so hellish in his behavior that he got the name Hell Baba. Narak Baba. Narak Asur. And Krishna had to kill him, so Krishna even killed his own son to uphold justice. Very interesting point. But Narakasura had imprisoned all these princesses and whatnot, and they had no future, no scope for the future, because once you're outside of the home for more than one night, then no one will marry you in Vedic culture.